Be seated. Todd, if you would. I see you already have some in tears back there. We have come here today in the presence of God to join this man and this woman in the covenant of marriage, which is instituted by God, regulated by His commands, blessed by our Lord Jesus, and to be held in high honor by all of mankind. Our Savior has declared that a man shall leave his father and his mother and cleave to his wife, and this relationship shall be entered into through the mutual esteem and love that both of you have said and have shown here today. From the book of Genesis, we read this: In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and God created man in His own image, and in the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them. Then the Lord God said, It is not good for the man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken from the man. For this reason, a man and a woman shall unite and become one flesh. Let us pray together. Gracious Heavenly Father, as we bring this couple before you today, honoring the covenant of which you have established, which has its basis in the passage of which I've just read, that God said it is not good for the man to be alone, that he would make a suitable helper, the woman, to be his wife. So, Lord, I pray that you would bless this union and that we, as we come here to worship you through this time and this ceremony, that you would be honored and pleased with what you see and hear today. In Jesus' holy name, amen and amen. Y'all stay right there. I'd like to read to you this morning from 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever does love has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent His only Son into the world so that we might live through Him. And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfected in us. May the Lord add His blessing to the reading of His most holy word. In the past few weeks and months, as we have been studying the books of John here at New Sterling, we have heard time and time again, love one another, love one another. As we have learned, loving one another as Jesus loves is a very distinguishing characteristic for the Christian. Before Jesus' teaching on love of this type, the world had never seen a love like this that Jesus spoke of. This kind of sacrificial love, this kind of putting everything and everyone before oneself type of love, made the Christian a very peculiar person in this world. As Karen and Todd present themselves before you, before us today, they come promising this kind of peculiar love for each other. They come with great joy and anticipation as they look to the future together. However, they can only do this adequately because each of them have first put Jesus Christ in their lives as Savior. They have acknowledged the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. They each have seen their need of Him and have made that commitment to Him. They have acknowledged Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and have believed in Him for salvation. As I spoke of with briefly the children there, the Trinity, it's an amazing thing. We know of it, we believe in it, yet volumes and volumes of books have been written all through history trying to explain the Trinity, and every one of them falls so woefully short. But here in this marriage today, we can see some aspects of the Trinity. We can think of love within a marriage as a love shown in the Trinity, because in the Trinity, the relationship between the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is perfect. It's a perfect fellowship. It's a perfect relationship. And what binds and unites that together is love. In a relationship, the Trinity, there is that perfect love. And then from that perfect love comes peace and that unity that we pray for here for the two of you. With Todd and Karen and the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ as the head of this union, they perform a relationship, a trinity, if you will. The marriage with Jesus Christ as the head resembles the Trinity. Remember the Holy Scriptures I just read to you says, if you love one another, God abides in us and His love is perfected in us. Perfected here means to be mature. As a man and woman come together in marriage, we can see firsthand the maturing of God's love in the union. Now, please note, I said it is maturing. Just as the love of God is not yet perfect in us as Christians, we are continuing to mature. The love that they share at this point is maturing. It is not yet what it will be fully, as much as they love each other now. It's not yet full and complete. It will mature over time, but it will only do that properly, as I said, if Jesus Christ is put first in that marriage. And as I said, there should be a starting point, and it is Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus Christ desires and must fill that place as the head of our lives. Another one cannot fill that place. Not even the love of a spouse. It would be unfair for Todd to ask Karen to meet every single one of his personal needs that only Jesus Christ can fill or can meet. And it would be just as wrong for Karen to ask Todd to meet those personal, intimate, religious, faithful characteristics, needs that we have that he cannot fill. Only Jesus Christ. It would be so unfair. I mean, Todd taking a new wife here, taking a wife, says, I want to meet all of her needs. And I'm sure Karen says the same thing. I'm here to meet his needs. But we must understand there's that place that each of us have that another person, even one that we love so, so very much, can't fill. You see, each of us came into this world with an absence of something within us. Because of the sin of Adam and Eve, they were cast from the garden, and they lost that communion with God. Well, we, being lineage, being born of Adam and Eve, we came into this world with that missing piece. And it's not until Jesus Christ fills that void do we become complete. We each, as individuals, have personal needs that only Jesus can fill. When Jesus satisfies those needs, takes His place as Savior for the individual, and takes the place as the head of the marriage, then that marriage forms that unity. It forms that Trinity. It forms that thing that God says He will bless. A perfect love of God can be experienced in the marriage when we put Jesus Christ first in our lives. Karen and Todd come here today to pledge their love for one another as they do it knowingly that each of them must place their love to Jesus Christ first, and then through Jesus Christ, they are enabled to love one another. So here today, in the sight of God and these witnesses, Todd and Karen are giving themselves completely to each other in the holy covenant of marriage with Jesus Christ as the head and Lord of this relationship. And in their love, and in that, their love is made complete. As John wrote, whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. In this way, love is made complete. I do pray the blessing of God on you and that complete love you would realize as you mature together. Amen. Todd and Karen, today as you exchange the vows of marriage, which will unite you as husband and wife, it's necessary for us to understand exactly what a vow is. By definition, a vow is a solemn promise or a pledge that binds. Please notice that word binds. Binds one to perform a particular act. Here it is the act of marriage. The vows pledged today are a formal and public announcement to everyone of your love and unselfish commitment to each other. So Karen, if you would, at this time, hand your bouquet to your sister. And would the two of you turn and face each other? And Todd, if you would, take both of her hands. I'll hold her hands there. And Todd, if you would, please repeat after me. I, Todd, take you, Karen.
I, Todd, take you, Karen.
To be my wedded wife.
To be my wedded wife.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, or poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Till death do us part.
Death do us part.
This I do promise.
Promise,
before God and these witnesses, according to God's holy word. All right, Karen. I, Karen, take you, Todd.
I, Karen, take you, Todd.
To be my wedded husband.
To be my wedded husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
Better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer and poorer.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to
cherish,
till death do us part.
This I do promise,
before God
and these witnesses,
according to God's holy word.
Todd, if I could have the rings, please. Todd, if you would, please take this ring and place it on the ring finger of her left hand. A little help. There we go. And Todd, please repeat after me. With this ring, I thee wed.
With this ring, I thee wed.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
And of the Son.
Of the Son.
And of the Holy Spirit.
And of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Karen. Man, you got a big finger. Wow. I
know, that
looks like a wristband. Karen, if you would, take that and place it on the ring finger of his left hand. And repeat after me. With this ring, I thee wed.
With this ring, I thee wed.
In the name of the Father.
In the name of the Father.
And of the Son.
And the Son.
And the Holy Spirit.
And the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Y'all stay right there. I must at this point remind you, as well as everyone here in attendance, that marriage is a divine institution intended for the well-being of the man and the woman, and this bond is permanent. It is first and above all a commitment to God, with the blessings of this union to be enjoyed by both the man and the woman. A Christian marriage is a bond of love and not a feeling or an emotion. It's not something to be taken lightly or to be abused on a whim. This bond is permanent and is made before the very eyes of God. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, I do commit this couple to you. And I pray your blessings upon them as they have given words of promise and vows of dedication and commitment. Lord, through your strength, give them the strength, desire to fulfill this commitment. And Lord, I do dedicate them first to you, but then to each other, that you might ever hold them close, teach them more of yourself, and draw them close that they might follow you first, but then this marriage would flourish and be an example that all would love to emulate and follow. Bless this couple richly. In Jesus Christ's holy name, amen and amen. Todd and Karen, having declared your love and commitment before God and these witnesses, by the authority given to me as a minister of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, I now pronounce you, Todd, and you, Karen, are husband and wife. According to God's holy ordinances of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen and amen. And let this be known to all whom God has joined together, let no person ever, ever seek to take apart. Todd, I know we don't usually do things during a worship service like this in church, but you may kiss your bride. Take your bouquet, and if you would turn and face the people and take his arm. Ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct pleasure and privilege to introduce to you Mr. and Mrs. Todd Goodman. Please stand.